It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live, 818-818-6401.
Here, we're going live. Can you hear me, honey? You got her, didn't you?
Yes. She's scheduling something.
Good. That's good.
You got I just want them to look at me.
That's where they get a tech. And welcome back. It is the most popular hour of the week. The week that my dear and brilliant wife is here with your questions. She's laughing. With your questions on health issues and protocols. I think there's one announcement I want to make that before we get going. We had PayPal knock us off because of our sale of CBD oil, but we can say on air, but we don't have it on the site. It's no longer on our A to Z product list, but it is over in peptides, and you have a different name for it. What do you call it, Mish?
I call it NutriMeds Personal. It's just NutriMeds.
Right. It's the same product. It's a very amazing CBD oil with liposomes, but you have to go over to the peptide section in the drop-down menu to find it, and it's called, again?
NutriMeds Personal.
NutriMeds Personal. So if you say NutriMeds Personal, that's where you can find our CBD oil, which,
click
is,
on it,
which is still available. Okay. Any announcements you have, Michelle?
Yes, because we still have a lot of people that are still wanting to buy it. They love it. So.
Well, it's fantastic for anxiety, pain, blood sugar control, depression, post-traumatic stress injury, PTSD, etc.
Well, I want to bring up the sale again because I guess a few people have been asking me about it, quite a few, and I can't blame you because on 7% off of everything plus off of previous sale prices, it's a pretty good deal, isn't
right.
it, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
So the sale will go from October the 10th to October the 15th. So it'll start, midnight on the day before kind of a thing.
Well, that's really close.
Right through to the 15th.
The 10th.
That is close. And because, as you all know out there, that October 14th is Feast of Tabernacles, Thanksgiving in Canada, and Columbus Day in the United States.
Wow.
How about that, Bill?
So, so you're going to start on the 10th, which is like literally 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, what day is the 10th? Can you tell me what day
10th
that is?
10th is Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
So that would actually be midnight, on Wednesday, before I go to bed, which is 10 o'clock.
Sounds good.
And then it'll go through till, till midnight on
10 o'clock
Tuesday.
On the best coast. I don't call it the west coast, I call it the best coast. We don't get all those horrible storms on the east coast, so we call it the best coast. The only problem is we do have areas where there might be potential earthquakes, but we're 95 miles from an earthquake zone, and they don't propagate here more than 25 miles. So we're laughing.
LA
may not be laughing, but we are.
I can't believe you're bragging about California because there's so many things about the government here that's just.
That's okay. They're going to implode just like Nancy Pelosi. She's actually going to. You'll see her immolate or actually turn on fire on watching on news because the statements she makes are so inflammatory and crazy. And the Democrats, I call the demon rats, the same term as Judge Pirro. I don't want to get into politics, but don't worry about it. California is going to eventually reform because once Trump gets a second term, it'll be over.
Okay, I did have a few calls. Do you want me to get right into the people that I talked to this
yes.
week, Bill?
Uh-huh.
I want to bring up Denny. He's Denny's been around for many, many moons, and he's so good of, I guess, a customer, you could say, is because he's found lots of other people, his family and friends and everybody else.
Right.
He's like, I guess they go to him for all of their sicknesses now, which is so often with a lot of our customers that have been listening to the show, Bill, for 10, 12, whatever years, and they've learned so much that their family members are all going to them whenever there's something
wrong.
That's good.
They're like
the
go-to person for health, right? Good.
Yeah. Well, his recent thing is his brother just purchased the Red Deer Velvet.
Uh-huh.
And, for his stamina and whatever. Anyways, he says, now we have to pull him off the ceiling. He takes two a day.
<That's>
he
funny.
Loves it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He has the building blocks. You see, everybody is a fractional clone of yourself 7 years ago. So although I married you many years ago, you're actually a fractional clone of your previous self, and so am I.
Okay.
I'm not the original Bill. I'm a future clone.
Gee, I wouldn't mind having you like back 35 years
ago. Yeah, that's
ago.
An old clone. That clone is gone.
He's you're 35 years ago.
No, no. Yeah, he's been replaced by me.
He has. Where'd he go?
Well, there's some things are better, some things aren't, okay?
Oh, okay. Physically, what's better?
Physically, what's better? I think I'm a more measured person in terms of what I do and think.
That's mentally. Right? And stop eating a bar on the air. That is bad.
No, I'm just a...
Yes, you are. That's right. I know you didn't get breakfast, did you? You were so busy this morning. He got, tell them what you get these bars you really like, Bill. What's the name of it?
Well, I have keto bars, and I have one here called
keto
an
Keto bar.
I have one called an Extend bar to keep your blood sugar stable.
You just got in here, didn't you?
It's been crazy this morning.
I actually just grabbed a piece of cheese myself. Sip of tea. Bill, Elijah from Minnesota. This is kind of serious. He's addicted to, he says, THC.
THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, right? It's marijuana. Mm-hmm. 7% of people that actually get exposed to marijuana will become psychotic. If you just start CBD oil, that'll help to correct that. Usually they have underlying anxiety and depression. Calm Mind Brain makes it all day long. GABA T2, stress to go. 5-HTP cross and bio-LVR, you're solved. And your problem's better. But I'd start off with just CBD oil and probably add the GABA T2 and the Calm Mind Brain Make.
I got a call this week from Melanie, Bill, our friend Melanie in Florida, and she had both eyes operated on for cataracts. They did one last Tuesday, another one this
past. What drugs did they give
her? Well, they wanted to put her on one, she said, anti-inflammatory drugs, steroids, and...
And why do you think that
something
is?
Something else. What?
Why
antibiotics, steroids, and anti-inflammatory.
Why do you think that is?
Why do I think that she has to go on all...
And steroids and antibiotics.
But she ordered a bunch of products, so
well,
she doesn't
why do you think
have
she's the doctor did that?
I don't know, Bill.
Okay, well, the reason is that whenever you operate on a cataract, you actually make the eye more inflamed. So our natural nutraceuticals are better than so-called drugs like steroids, mm-hmm. reducing the retinal damage that will cause by increased inflammation. A lot of people get a cataract, hey, I can see really good, and all of a sudden a few months later say, I don't see so good. And it's a retina that's deteriorating because their doctor didn't give them natural molecules, which are better than steroids, to protect their retina.
So it's pretty important.
Yeah, it is. And also, in those cases, I may even recommend adding the peptides, retinal peptides and vascular peptides for the back of the eye.
Okay? So what is the protocol for that? You didn't say.
Vision Max, one capsule twice a day. Cell Detox, Glutathione, Gamma E+, Ultrathiamin B1, at least one or two capsules and soft gels of each one twice a day. Can see eye drops to the eye to reduce inflammation in the eye because it grabs the singlet oxygen radical. And then the Cell Defense Plus curcumin product, at least two caps twice a day. In terms of inflammation in the eye, these kind of things are really important. You want to make sure that you deal with stealth infections. That's where Allicin Med, one twice a day at least. And Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water twice a day to three times a day.
If you had to do a core protocol for it, like say four things, what would you narrow it down to?
Vision Max, Neutrodyne.
Cell Defense, you said twice, I think.
Well, Cell Defense, yeah. Right? Yeah. And well, you're trying to give me four, but that's not really going to be adequate. But that's okay. That's all I'll give you.
Okay, five.
Okay. Then you want to give Ultrathiamin B1. I would probably add the retinal peptide.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now what about, is there a danger of infection, though?
That's why I gave the Allicin Med and the Neutrodyne.
Yeah.
Right.
There's quite a big danger, isn't there?
Right.
Of infection.
Yeah, you go messing around with the eye and pop it open because it's a secure site that doesn't get bacteria or even normal circulation. Normal circulation doesn't cost the eye. That's why the eye is circulated by oxygenated hyaluronic acid polymer. The eye is not circulated. The eye is supplied by nutrients. By blood, it's by circulated hyaluronic acid polymer inside the eyeball.
Okay, and what about joint performance? That has that hyaluronic acid.
Well, it helps to put new hyaluronic acid, but you don't need that for the eye.
Oh.
Yeah, that would not be in the top priority. You just say no. The top priority would be things like Ultrathiamin B1, Gamma E+, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and so on. But the Vision Peptide and the Vision Max are really important. And the antipathogenics.
Now, you remember last week I said that Mo, his name is Mo Bill, and where's
right.
he from? Mo is his iPhone in Canada.
Right.
That's all he says here. But anyways, remember I said I was going to put him on first, so we've got quite a few of emails today, so I'm going to just put him in here right now.
Right.
If you're listening, Mo, because we did say we didn't get you last Friday.
Right.
And he says, hello, Dr. Deagle and Michelle. I'm a customer of NutriMedical. I appreciate all you do to help people in need. So since listening to your show about a year now, I've listened. I get great advice. Thank you for the advice, basically. I am writing this email because my 22-year-old nephew just had a colonoscopy. Really?
That's something young, unless he got inflammatory bowel disease.
Oh, yeah. The doctor said he has Crohn's disease. As expected, he is afraid of this diagnosis. In the last couple of months, he's lost 15 pounds. It's loose stools and an anal fissure.
Right.
Can he be healed from this?
Yes.
He's a good young man. And he goes on to say the doctor put him on prednisone.
That's the usual thing.
And, yeah, he doesn't know what foods to eat or not. And I told him to try to email you, right?
Right.
Dr. Bill, and Dr. Bill will help you out.
Well, the first thing you have to know, what is Crohn's disease? All autoimmune diseases are where your body's immune system mistakes a body protein that looks like a stealth pathogen, usually, or something you ate. For example, in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's, there's a cross-reaction with the mycelial pattern of Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that makes bread rise. So your body attacks the protein of the mycelia, but it actually is your splenic membrane of your bowel wall. So it's a disturbed immune system that kind of goes haywire. So the first thing you want to do is you want to stop leaky gut, and you want to recolonize the gut. You want to reduce the gut inflammation. So you want to use GastroHeal, 2 tablets, 4 times a day. You want to clear the stealth pathogens because they usually trigger it off, yeast, fungi, bacteria. So I'd recommend Nutrimune 26Y, Allicin Med, 1 twice a day at least, and Neutrodyne at least 15 drops in water 2 to 3 times a day, usually 3 times a day for the Allicin Med and Neutrodyne. Recolonize with living probiotic 2 times a day and living probiotic ultra every third day. He's going to require more advanced testing, food allergy testing, gluten sensitivity testing. The presence of stealth pathogens is actually what triggers off Crohn's disease. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. Just like cancer and heart disease are all due to stealth pathogens. And the doctors have very little training in functional what's called stealth infectious disease, which are underlying virtually every major illness, including cancer and heart disease, is tied to a stealth infection.
Do we have time for another question?
I think so. We've got 3 minutes.
Melvin, in an email, he needs a protocol for Hep C. He said, if you could email me what I need to take for chronic liver condition.
Easy. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Allicin Med, 1 cap 3 times a day. Nutrimune 26Y, 2 caps 3 times a day. NutriDefense, 2 caps 3 times a day. And of course, high-dose Power C, 6 capsules 3 times a day, and open them up in a smoothie. And in NutriDefense, curcumin, 4 caps 3 times a day.
What is Hep C?
It's a Hep C virus that destroys the liver of sinusoids, and it can cause inflammatory changes and cause inflammation and destruction of the liver, but it also can cause liver cancer.
And how do you get that?
IV drug use or sex.
Oh. Time for one more? Jenny from Washington State. Hello, Michelle and Dr. Bill. I'm wondering if the products for thyroid support such as mitothyroid and Neutrodyne, are safe to take while breastfeeding.
Of course. In fact, they're very important to take while breastfeeding because you're feeding nutrients to the baby to keep the baby healthy. So if you're hypothyroid, you start off with 2 capsules of mitothyroid. If your temperature is still below half a degree below normal, by just afternoon, say 1 o'clock, you have to take another 2. Take Neutrodyne, at least 5 drops in water 2 times a day or on your skin, forearm. Forskolin, 1 capsule 2 times a day. Selenium crucifixate, 1 twice a day. And cell detox glutathione, 1 to 2 capsules 2 times a day. And that'll correct your thyroid. And remember, it's thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. And the other thing she was taking was what, besides the mitothyroid?
Neutrodyne.
Yeah, she should be doing that. And that's going to help the baby. The baby's brain will be more advanced if they're taking Neutrodyne because it helps myelination.
Perfect.
Yeah. And prevents hypothyroidism. Basically, a childhood or infantile hypothyroidism can cause drop in IQ and myelination of the brain. Even the head circumference will be smaller if a child has fetal hypothyroidism, microcephaly.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It's very serious.
So when we come back, Bill, we'll go into the emails and we'll start with Lori.
Sounds good, sweetie.
Couple minutes.
Back in a minute.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. Michelle, you have some new emails and announcements. Let's roll.
Lori Bill from Montana. Dear Dr. Deagle, what are the protocols for the thyroid peptides and the cardiac peptides?
You have to take one for the first month of each twice a day along with the vascular peptides. You actually need three, cardiac and thyroid and a vascular. And then after that, you take four.
Three for what? What was going on with her? Because I know she emailed you directly on your
hypothyroidism, and I don't know all the cardiac, so I gave her a protocol for thyroid. She needs to give me more details on the heart. But if she has heart, thyroid, she'll need metathyroid, Neutrodyne, Forskolin, selenium cruciferate, cell detox, glutathione. That'll help her with the thyroid. For her heart, she needs Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, magnesium glycinate, Vascucare carnitine, and then all of the things to stop free radicals, including lowering blood viscometry, which is natokinase, usually two or three capsules twice a day. But what I get customized based on what her history is. If she has heart failure or just hypertension or previous blockage of an artery like a stent or a bypass.
Bill Crystal is next from Minnesota. Do you have a protocol for, what's that, seborrheic keratosis?
Seborrheic.
It is unfortunately on my face, and I have, she's trying to scrape it off is what she's trying to do, is scrape those things off. That's when you get those with old age, don't you, keratosis?
Well, you get it when you're younger, too. Seborrheic dermatosis can occur when you're a child.
But if it goes on your face, how are you going to get that off?
You apply, first off, NutriSilver every 2 to 4 hours, and you apply pregnenolone and curcumin cream. Except if you have open lesions, you don't put curcumin on it, but the combination will help to clear up the lesions. And then you take our Collagen Max for healing the skin and the Nutriment Royal Jelly.
But can you just, is it okay to just scrape them off?
No.
It'll just probably come right back again?
What you have to do is you have to wait until they're ready to fall off after you wash or bathe.
Oh,
scrape them off, you'll traumatize the skin.
Oh, okay. So next, Bill, is Jeff from Utah.
Right.
A quick note of thanks. Yesterday I was experiencing substantial sinus congestion and my nose was running like a faucet. I put 10 drops of Neutrodyne on my wrist. 2 hours later, every symptom was gone, and I felt great. Great stuff. So he's saying thanks, Bill.
Knocked off the pathogens causing trouble, right? And by the way, it'll even kill off bioweapons. Because we are plagues in the future. I mean, if you have a war with Iran and Syria, they have the bioweapons from the Russian bioprep program. So our antipathogenics will kill off all known human pathogens as well as bioweapons.
Next, Bill, is Tommy from, look at his name, Von Rupert. Look at that. That's a name for you, from Norway. Look at that.
Let me see if I can pronounce just for fun.
I usually don't say a person's Reber whole Posh, name.
von Reber. It's too long. I'm not going to say the whole name. Yeah.
I don't usually say a person's last name, Bill.
Yeah, it's got like four names that are really hard to pronounce.
Although, what do you think the chances are of someone else listening out there? Even with him, if it's Norway, he could be in bed.
Could be relatives, but it might be on the replay.
What products can you recommend for someone who is HIV positive? Is Indiamese, he's asking. It's the best thing for HIV positive.
No, the best thing for HIV positive is Neutrodyne.
What is HIV positive?
AIDS virus.
Oh, it's just another name for AIDS?
AIDS virus, yeah. You want to take Neutrodyne and Allicin Med to start with. And you can take Nutrimune 26Y, High Dose Power C, the Nutrient Defense, which will stop all viruses, viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses.
Why was he thinking Indiamese?
I don't know.
What is Indiamese for?
It's chaperoning minerals into your DNA to turn on your genes to make proteins and enzymes.
So that's not really going to do
much. It's a life extension
nutraceutical. Right?
No, it won't have any effect at all.
Where is this? Janet, sent from her iPhone in Canada. Good afternoon, Dr. Deagle. Recommendations for immunity boosters for unvaccinated breastfed 14-month-old from Canada. Is travel to Mexico this winter unwise? Milk enhancers. Thanks for your time.
Well, our antipathogenics at low dose, depending on the child, say an average, say, 20, 30-pound child should take about, say, 3 drops on their wrist twice a day of Neutrodyne. And you open up and give a quarter of a capsule of Allicin Med, and you can give Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins that'll tag the pathogens, so your immune system will fight it. You can use NutriSilver, which is very safe, even low dose in children sprays. 3 drops for every 10 pounds body weight. So if you've got a 20 pound kid, you can give them 6 drops every 4 to 6 hours.
Gary from Texas. Hi, Michelle. It's funny when they talk to me, of course, you know, right. It's a firing line, right? I began taking Forskolin, fat mobilizer, and magnesium glycinate.
Right.
About 45 days ago, as recommended as part of Dr. B's hypertension protocol. They are effective in reducing, and you said eliminating hypertension, along with the Nutridyne and Supernox, he says, Bill.
Yeah, you should be on CardioVasc too, though.
Well, he says it's his hypertension's gone. Anyways, he says, however...
You don't just want your blood pressure down, you want perfusion to improve. That's where you want the CardioVasc as well.
Well, listen to what he says. However, I've had diarrhea every day since I started the regimen.
Okay, what's he taking again?
He's taking Forskolin, fat mobilizer,
right.
Magnesium glycinate,
right.
Nutridyne, and Supernox.
Those shouldn't cause diarrhea. You do something else then. Most likely he's got a dysbiosis in his gut, he's got an abnormal bug growing in his gut, or he's got some irritant gastritis, usually like H. pylori or something like that. So what I would do there is I'd say take GastroHeal, Living Probiotic twice a day, Living Probiotic Ultra, and then IBS Care to normalize his bowel motility.
Yeah, then it'll get rid of the diarrhea.
Yes, it's probably a separate problem. It's probably not related.
But he said it start every day since
he started
it.
Doesn't matter. It's extremely unlikely. None of those things will induce diarrhea.
No.
Yeah, none of them. Yeah.
Okay, Michael from Illinois. Dear Michelle, a very close friend of mine has a brother diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. He is only 18, Bill, 18 mm-hmm. years old, and I can't imagine how he's coping. Mm-hmm. Would you please ask Dr. Bill for the core protocols to help him?
Well, there's many layers of cancer therapy. The first of the 4 things I'd recommend are...
How would an 18-year-old have colon cancer?
They drink the water. They drink the water in North America. They eat the food in North America. They have the toxic pesticides that are sprayed in their food in North America. And they take the toxic vaccines that wipe out their immune system so they can't get rid of stealth pathogens in North America.
Yeah.
And it's good for business, for the medical business, which I call the MDS, medical drug salesman. And cancer therapy is basically like, you know, like a carnival.
So what would they be doing with stage 4 colon cancer? Would they be trying to do surgery?
They'll have to do surgery to remove any obstruction, and then they'll probably recommend full-dose chemo and radiation. The thing is, they don't do testing to see what chemo works. I always recommend a chemo test in Greece. They'll test out which chemo works, and then give low-dose chemo with insulin. I recommend the cancer vaccine against the blood vessels of the cancer. I recommend the dendritic vaccine to help your immune system find, seek, and destroy the cancer. And the core protocol for nutraceuticals is Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Nutridyne, because there's a stealth pathogen usually driving it. But the most anti-cancerous things are elagic acid, 4 capsules 3 times a day, 4 times a day, malignant block, 4 capsules 4 times a day, and Power C Plus, 10 to 12 capsules 4 times a day as a smoothie, right?
Okay, next, Bill, is Ronnie from Alabama.
Right.
Hello, Dr. Bill. I'm scheduled for an MRI of my lumbar spine and sciatic nerve, right?
Right.
Are there NutriMeds that I can take to protect myself from the MRI?
Well, there's nothing to protect. A magnetic resonance won't damage, cause DNA damage.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. You're not on x-ray.
Barbara from Texas. Dr. Deagle, thank you for returning my call. Sorry I wasn't there to get it. I have a medical issue that must be decided ASAP, and I really appreciate your advice. I'm a 56-year-old female suffering from some really bad fibroids with no pregnancies.
Right.
I bleed pretty slow and steady, and have occasional episodes of gushing with large clots. There's this dull pain most, but not all the time. My OBGYN doc says uterus is the size of a 5-month pregnancy,
right,
and wants to do a hysterectomy. So she's willing to do a DNC type procedure first and try to remove them from the inside,
right,
but said that if they started bleeding too badly during the surgery, that a hysterectomy would then be necessary.
Yeah, that'll have to be a surgical decision, and I wouldn't say it would be not happening.
Yeah.
But she's let it go that far. I'd start off with our anti-inflammatories. Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules to 4 capsules of Cell Defense Plus 3 times a day. Say 4 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
hormone therapy to give her basically female hormones, DHA breakdown alone, 8 pumps, and progesterone.
Which is like 4 pumps twice daily.
Right. And then I would also recommend that we give her the anti-inflammatories, Inflamex, as well, and maybe Seraflozyme to reduce inflammation. Okay. She has, when you have fibroids, basically you got inflammatory changes causing fibroid changes in your uterus.
Next bill is Lisa in an email. Good afternoon. I have just been told by my consultant that they want to remove a nodule on my thyroid. He's 95% sure it's not cancerous, and they've taken a biopsy and scanned me twice in the last 6 months. But to be sure, they say they have to remove it to get an accurate result. I am researching alternative treatments and would really be helpful if you'd advise me.
First off, I recommend a spiral thin section CT scan with a PET scan after. If the lesion is hot metabolically after you see the lesion on the CT, then it's probably cancer and it needs to be surgically removed. Otherwise, you can do a needle-directed karyotype biopsy with a pathologist overview and under ultrasound guidance, and that'll tell you if it's cancer. So you want to take the anti-cancer nutraceuticals, elagic acid and malignant blocks, so you blocks it so the biopsy doesn't spread it if it is cancer. Mm-hmm. All right?
A Lois bill in an email. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I have written to you before and would love a list of your products that I am in need of. I am 57, going through the hot flashes, unable to lose weight, and would like to take a multivitamin. I do not listen to the program all the time, so I might have missed the show in which you answered my questions. Please send me a list of what I should be taking.
Well, first off, you should be taking basic core stuff. Vitamin Max, Omega Supreme Pro, Cardiovasc. She should be on hormone support for female hormones, especially postmenopausal. Basically it's really easy to give her a basic, you know, hormone support. She doesn't have an illness yet. And that would be, of course, her core stuff. Her hormone support, Vitamin Max, Minerals Plus, Omega Supreme, Cardiovasc, and the antioxidants as well. All right.
Okay. Robert from Eastern Canada. I think we know where that is.
Yeah.
Right? Hi, Bill. My name is Robert. I've been experiencing acid reflux pain for the past few months. The doctor prescribed Zantac, and I've been taking that for the last few months and haven't been having any pain, but I want to get off the medication because I don't want to be taking a pharmaceutical or pills. I had an endoscope, and the doctor said all appears to be okay. Can you recommend natural supplements for acid reflux?
Yeah, first off, GastroHeal, chew 2 tablets 4 times a day. Use IBS care to normalize the peristalsis so your esophagus crawls into your abdomen rather than up into your chest. And then recolonize your gut with living probiotic twice a day. That's the basic protocol. And then you want to knock off any stealth pathogens. Probably has H. pylori, some pathogen causing gastric erosions. So I'd recommend Neutrodyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day and Allicin Med 1 cap 3 times a day.
Raymond from Pennsylvania. Hi, Dr. Bill. My youngest daughter is in a care facility for wanting to hurt herself. They want to give her SSRI drugs, and I do not want them to. Would Calm Mind, Stress to Go, and GABA T2 be helpful, and what else would you recommend, and how much?
Yeah, anything that's going to really cause her, she's probably having panic attacks. So the GABA T2...
Bill, you said if you have a panic attack, but she says she's hurting herself.
Probably because if she's got a panic attack and she's depressed. Yeah. So she probably needs the 5-HTP cross and... Stress to Go at least 3 times a day, and B vitamins, bio-LVR. She needs things to calm her down, GABA T2, Calm Mind, Brain Mag, and of course the Stress to Go will calm her down. But she needs that as well, and she should be on that before the...
How much Calm Mind you wanted to know? How much?
She'd be taking a scoop of each Calm Mind, Brain Mag 3 times a day and sip it all day long in the evening.
Okay. Great. When we come back... Anthony from San Jose, California.
Sounds good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. I was interrupted because that was also sent directly back as we were communicating. And welcome back, Michelle. You have a couple questions. We have a lady we've been communicating with on and off for a few months who's had some head neuropathy or nerve pain.
She had a question for you today about, I think she wants to adjust her protocol for neuropathy.
That's easy to do.
Head neuropathy, what's that?
Well, she's having pain that she considers is due to nerves. I need to review her history. We got a starter protocol, and if it's not working, I usually recommend you move to a full protocol and do proper testing, which means blood test kits, imaging studies, or referral to a doctor locally that can actually physically see her. And that's how I usually proceed. I have to actually quantitate, because from her email, that she sent back to me, it doesn't tell me exactly what her symptoms are, how severe they are, or how they've changed. So I'll give her a call on the weekend, and I'll get some more details about that.
Okay. Right. Now, Anthony Bill from San Jose here in California says, Dear Dr. Bill, is it true that eating GMO wheat may destroy your liver?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, GMO wheat, basically what GMO wheat does is it's an allergen, and it attaches to, it's more immunogenic, so it's going to attach to glyphosate for, say, a pesticide. So it's going to cause more liver inflammation, more gut allergies, more leaky gut. So yes, it can do that. So GMO food is very dangerous, and they're pushing it right up from the top, right from the POTUS, okay? Not going to get any comments about that.
What's that?
POTUS, the President of the United States.
Oh.
He's pushing GMO as well as 5G network and recycled frack toxic water. All bad stuff.
Next Bill is Allison in an email. Dr. Bill, I know that aspartame is really bad for you, but what about regular Coke?
Well, sugar is bad. You want to not have regular sugar either. And, of course, high fructose corn syrup has mercury in it. So high fructose corn syrup is going to actually raise your blood insulin, turn you diabetic, cause you to be hypertensive, cause your liver to make more fat, so you get fatter. But it also contains mercury. All the three different facilities in America that make high fructose corn syrup using mercury alkali extraction technique. Pretty wild, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
That's my last question for the day.
Well, I can raise
that. That's all I brought. That's it. I'm done. And I think, I don't know if that's ever happened. Has that ever happened, Bill?
Not really, but I'm still getting
questions. No, usually
I'll tell you what happens is I have people that are communicating back and forth to me directly after they get my email. They usually get them to you first, but then they go back and forth to me about their condition.
What's been interesting with you this week? Any
5G, 5G network. I went over the 5G panel, which I subscribed to. 5G is toxic to your cells, so we have an antidote to that.
What is 5G network?
5G is high-speed network for cell phones and Wi-Fi communication for TV and autonomous vehicles, like drones.
Yeah, but say a little bit more about it.
It's a higher speed. It's what's called phased array. It doesn't just make a bubble to send the frequency out. It actually points it directly at a particular antenna or device. And it can actually, when it hits your body, because you see our bodies are becoming antennified from toxic heavy metals being put in the upper atmosphere to modify the troposphere.
Now, so we have Wi-Fi now, we have internet and everything. What is 5G?
Much higher energy, much higher frequencies.
And what's the point of having that?
Higher bandwidth. But I have an alternative that I think is better. That you get more bandwidth so you can actually download a movie in, say, a minute or two rather than 20 minutes. So, but 5G is very toxic to your body. In fact, the citizens in Bern, Switzerland, are protesting it. Other cities around the world are trying to, but again, it's a global push. And, of course, even Mick Mulvaney and President Trump are pushing 5G because it's competitive with Huawei, the main supplier of the technical...
Competitive with what?
Huawei, H-A-U-W-E-I, in China. They're a supplier of all the tech equipment for 5G, which, of course, also allows them a backdoor to get into your cell phone, your computer, your internet, and everything. So the Chinese will have a backdoor to anybody with 5G anywhere in the world.
And what's California stand on that?
Stupid, as usual.
What is it?
Is they're going to push 5G. They have it in Los Angeles being built now in Santa Monica, which is the capital.
Really, in Santa Monica?
Yeah, and they're pushing to put it every couple hundred feet. They're going to put a 5G tower, which would be blasting the heck out of you for radiation.
But what they're doing right now is just building the towers, right? No one's got it going. It's not.
Oh, yeah, it's being built right now.
But it's not up and running.
Oh, yeah, as soon as the tower goes up, it's operational, yeah. Being built right now, and as soon as the tower goes up, boom, it's there.
Because I was thinking 5G was so that people, you know, they have these self-driving cars and stuff
like that. Yeah, that's right. In fact, the self-driving automobiles and even drones, for example, Amazon wants 5G so they can actually deliver a package to your door. So you place an hour later, the Amazon drone will actually land on your doorstep or your front door.
Do you think there's any danger from just regular Wi-Fi in your house?
Yes.
Having that on all the time?
Yeah, there is. And the way they work is, and this is how your DNA works. Your DNA only codes for protein. And what protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral is an enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all dependent on mineral resonance. And what happens is toxic pollution affects the valence pattern of molecules that look similar. For example, if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, like a mercury halogen light,
mm-hmm.
it's the same as having mercury in your body, and it affects anything in the periodic table of elements vertically below it because it has the same valence pattern.
Okay.
So what happens is that my new technology, which is the epigenetic antenna system, generates a frequency that's healing. I call it the Edenic frequency, probably the same frequency that was broadcast at back in Eden, because we're sitting in a large mineral resource field under the Garden of Eden, and the pulse magnetic field of the Earth was 4,000 times stronger. So the minerals would actually create a resonant field that would turn on your genes to make proteins and enzymes, which are the building blocks for everything in your body. So when you're using my Edenic frequency machine, it actually helps you restore those minerals. And then, of course, you take our red deer velvet, because you got the building blocks. You take our nutraceuticals like Vitamineral Max, Minerals Plus, and Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids for your cell membrane, and your body fractionally clones you into a new you by tomorrow.
Well, my big question is this, Bill. What is the difference between the regular Wi-Fi that, you know, even here at the house, you can see Chris is up late and everything using Wi-Fi through the entire house.
It's much
house.
Lower frequency.
We have
much
actually
lower
two stations in our house.
Much lower energy, much lower frequency power. It's also the frequency that's carried on the backbone of it.
What do you explain it in simple talk? What's the difference between regular Wi-Fi and this 5G that's going
hundreds
on?
Of times stronger and hundreds of times higher frequencies?
But what if you're not really close to it and say you're far away from it? Or are they going to be everywhere?
They're going to be everywhere. They're going to have them every couple hundred yards.
Where? On the all of America?
Yeah. The plan is to have them every couple hundred yards in every house or apartment. And even embedding them
what
in the roadways.
In house? People are actually going to put it in their house?
Yeah, or they'll put it in the house of your neighbor next door, or on the cell towers, or even the church towers.
So is this just like Cox Cable comes out, and they just come and put it at your house?
Right.
So then you have to pay for it.
Well, they're going to set it up so you'll pay indirectly through their service providers.
Because you were saying they're building towers.
Right, they're building towers everywhere. For example, in Japan...
These must be the receptions. Are they the things that receive it that are put in your house?
Well, they're going to receive signal and send signal back, so it's bi-directional. So the tower will send a signal back. If you're requesting something for your computer, it'll send it out at a certain speed and come back, just like right now, if you have on our computer with Cox. We've got, I think, 100 megabytes download and 20 megabytes upload speed. So your upload speeds will be slower, but this will be much faster. The better alternative is fiber optic, which is thousands of times faster with no pollution. So every host should be fiber optic like they do in Indonesia. Mm-hmm.
They're in Indonesia, then they won't do this 5G thing.
No. And not only that, you use a ceiling-based system the British developed that basically has a fiber optic light in your ceiling and connects to your computer hundreds of times faster than Wi-Fi or 5G. And there's no toxic pollution. It's just a little light that connects to your computer. It flashes a little light directly to an optic connection on your computer.
So what's the big advantage of it? Why do 5G?
The particular companies pushing 5G are going to make money on it. If they went in fiber optic the whole country, which they should do, also people would not be able to walk around in say, a theater or a shopping mall and start talking on their cell phone. They have to go to a phone booth. Because I think having open electrical pollution everywhere is killing our insects. For example, in the last 20 years, we've had 3 billion birds lost in North America. It went down from 10 billion to 7 billion. Most of our insects are dying because they're sensitive to electro pollution, and it affects people's health. It degrades your amount of ability to produce enzymes and proteins, so we're seeing more and more protein and enzyme deficiency diseases causing illness, from ADD to dementia. For example, in Britain, dementia is the number one cause of death, and many illnesses are caused by electrotoxins, I call them e-toxins.
What is the biggest whale in the world? What is it called? The largest?
The blue.
Another in Cape Breton, Bill, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Right.
Another whale was found on the beach, dead, just for no reason.
That's because we're putting high-energy sonar through the oceans for ships to communicate. U.S. especially, high-energy sonar that can go hundreds or thousands of miles, and the whales communicate by sonar across oceans. So you put in waves, they have a new medulla oblongata that picks up these frequencies, and that's how they talk to each other over 100 or 1,000 miles. So that's why they're beaching themselves. It's a form of whale insanity caused by us polluting the oceans with electrotoxins and sound toxins. That's what we're doing with our sonar for ship designation and also for making sure that there's no ships in places where we don't know. Because we have to have a virtual map of where every other ship or submarine, like Russian submarine is now. And we use not only the sound, but we also use a thing called torsion field, satellite-based gravitonic imaging, so we can actually see through gravity waves a submarine up at 6 miles below at the Silurian Trench off of Japan. So we're basically trying to turn the whole world into cyberspace, which is what ultimately they want to hack. And I got an article I posted up in my news yesterday that they a company sold $500 million worth of technical information to another company of their ability to have a person control a computer by thought. Eventually, they want bidirectional ability to hack into your cortex and your brain so that years down the road, you won't need to have ears or eyes. They can actually hack directly, or you can enter cyberspace, even if you're just a chunk of brain tissue.
I'll pass.
Well, that's where they're going. And these idiots are pushing for this stuff, which I think is very dangerous. Right now, we have electrotoxins, which I think we should, you know, get rid of toxic pollution, because the power companies don't get rid of the toxins generated by the power grid itself. That's why you need sterilizers in your home, which we have all over the place, to get the low-frequency pollution.
I'm thankful for that.
But my E-Tower system, which I'm setting up, is really cool because it generates the seventh identical frequency. You can wear, you know, what's called ELF-blocking clothing. I'm looking into the idea of radionic bracelets and so on. It'll generate a healing frequency, too. But the problem I see is the pollution's everywhere. I mean, you travel down the street, you go shopping. Everywhere you go, the dang thing is everywhere. And you can't be covered. You can't have yourself like in literally a tinfoil hat or total body clothing to block it all. And it doesn't block it all anyway. So it's, you know, basically, realistically, you need things to actually restore the frequencies to your body, which is why the radionic jewelry may help and the e-toxin field in your home or business.
What supplements?
The most important is indium and all our vitamin max minerals plus, because really all the toxins basically block mineral resonance induced DNA. So indium is very important.
Yeah.
Vitamin max minerals plus, life support, and of course we have our monatomic minerals too. And those monatomic minerals, by the way, have a monatomic frequency embedded in them because it's the deuterium depleted base in the supplement.
I have a question for you. Since it's my turn to have a question.
Right.
What are you going to be doing for Feast of Tabernacles on October 14th? Plus, that's Thanksgiving, Canada.
Well,
and
I think we're going to do it. We're going to do a little Hebrew celebration on that Feast of Tabernacles, which is coming up.
Yeah.
It's very timely because right now in Israel they're in a quandary over whether Netanyahu, for I think the sixth time, will get reelected. He may not make it. He's also being charged with all kinds of corruption crimes. He's also a member of the CFR. Of course, so for a lot of the people around Trump, they're CFR members. Mm-hmm. So
I know. So what are you
counseling for? Well, yeah, to be honest with you, Israel isn't just run by the elected government, which they have a number of parties. it's run the same as Saudi Arabia by the Special Activity Division of the CIA.
Well,
CIA is running a lot of things around the world, including the drug cartels, the organ trade, and the drug trade.
With all the negativity, I am so happy to be able to say 7% off of everything coming up in our great big sale.
2 weeks.
Which is great. And keep yourself going with all these nutriments. Don't forget, too, the Vitamin Max is in the life support.
So, in other words, counterproduction, you want to get our indium and our minerals, because the main thing is mineral depleted induction of DNA to make proteins and enzymes.
I don't know if you know it, but our life support is super duper popular.
I know it is.
Including for me every day.
Anyways,
God bless you all. Wonderful to be here. Who's on next, Bill?
Harley Schlanger from Berlin, the LaRouche Foundation. Hour three, Dr. Joseph Elid and Dr. Betty Martini. It's the end of Aspartame Awareness Month with Dr. Betty.
See you next week.
Absolutely amazing.
October.
Thank you for being here, sweetie.
See you then. The medicine for the blues.